Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So you said that 95% of the customers of the world are outside of America, and obviously we met you in Ghana, and you know, obviously you were on Obama's team, and now you're with the Chamber of Commerce, so you have a good perspective of businesses, black businesses in America, right? What do you think are some of the issues that, let's talk about black businesses specifically, when it comes to black businesses, because I have a theory that a lot of black businesses start the wrong type of business. Right. They're not scalable. They're not designed to reach international audience. They're more like mom and pop local situations where you just become an employee of just yourself. And that's difficult to scale. So looking at it from, you know, your view, what are some of the things that black businesses are doing wrong and how can they improve to compete in this global economy that we're in now?
But you know, you're right. I mean, the reality is most black-owned businesses are small. I mean, 1, 2, 3 employees. They're in services, professional services, and in that nature. You know, I think part of the problem is that we've not been exposed to some of this knowledge, and it is that exposure, I think, that is extremely important. I mean, you think about the international marketplace, where 95% of consumers are. Nobody ever taught me how to think about exporting and international trade. I mean, it was when I. After the day after inauguration of President Obama, you know, I was one of the architects of his first campaign. We didn't have a commerce secretary, and I was asked to go hold down the fort at the United States Department of Commerce. And probably within 3-4 months, the international department approached me as the highest ranking official at the Department of Commerce and says, you know, because you're the highest ranking political appointee from President Obama, you're gonna have to lead this trade mission to India. Hell, I've never really been much out of the United States and continental. I'm not counting Bahamas and places like that. So that was my really first experience in understanding and going to Mumbai and Chennai and New Delhi and places like that, and understanding even the, you know, the idea of being exposed to trade and business in another country. And since then, I've been totally immersed in it. But my point in saying that, you know, one of the barriers or one of the ways we just have to rethink how we do business, that means how we start businesses, follow the money, follow the opportunities. And again, I think, you know, foreign and exporting is a unique and new but valuable opportunity to, it must be, to our growth strategy. And, you know, and this, you know, one of the issues I got oftentimes with leaders, I mean, you know, whether it's, I mean, you all, I've heard you all talk about our political leaders. I mean, folks don't come to our churches and communities talking about China and India and trade and exporting. And we have to change that and demand a conversation that brings more dialogue and knowledge and access and resources from all of these federal agencies. Good friend of mine, Rita Jo Lewis, who's the first Black woman chair of the Export-Import Bank. Most people in America don't even know what that is. Yeah. And so, you know, one of the goals that I have is like bridging this knowledge gap with the information that exists and getting that information to our Black-owned enterprise across the country. It's just a knowledge gap as well, because we know we don't have a lack of businesses, but we do have a lack of high growth businesses that are competing in these industries that are not only shaping and changing America, but shaping and changing the world.
You spoke about the exposure piece, and I think that's vitally important, right? And the education comes with that, right? When you go to new places, you get to learn new things. So you spoke about India and China, but we met you in Africa. So I want to know your thoughts around the rising economies there, the workforce, the opportunities, right? When we're talking about import, export, we're talking about business development. What are your thoughts around Africa and maybe specifically in Ghana?
Listen, I think Africa, you know, is the new economy of the world. You know, we have a whole U.S. Africa business center at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that strategically focuses on countries across the continent of Africa. And, you know, whether it's Ghana or Rwanda or other parts of Africa, it's just rich with opportunity. I mean, you mentioned workforce. I think one of the most fascinating things that we need to recognize is the average age across the continent is only 19 years of age. And when you think about the aging workforce in America, the workforce is shrinking, it's becoming younger. The workforce in other countries around the world is shrinking. We have to think about Africa and these young people as being the future of work, not just across the continent, but around the world. So I just think Africa is just rich with opportunity. And you're right, even in Ghana, I mean, I spent a lot of time meeting with some of the local entrepreneurs there. And you know, one of the things I've learned is, again, it's not a lack of innovators and entrepreneurs, but it's capital. And a small amount of capital that we can get in the hands of some of those young innovators and entrepreneurs in Ghana is just invaluable. So we're working on that part and that whole construct or ecosystem that I talked about and getting more a Black-owned business connected to corporate supply chain that actually extends across the diaspora. And that is one of my priorities as well. How can we get those entrepreneurs in the continent doing business across the diaspora? And so, yeah, I think Africa is the future. I really believe that. And the data is clear. And I think we have to lean in on America policy, but as well as drive more American investment into Africa and understand for us as entrepreneurs what the opportunities to export from Africa could mean to the United States and across the world.
If someone's inspired tonight watching you, what would be like the five best businesses to build in Ghana or on the continent of Africa for this year and this decade?
But, you know, I think it's just everything, man. Obviously the number one, if you look at, again, where investment, and that's one of the measures that I look at from the United States and other countries, energy. It's just huge. Africa has such a tremendous need for energy. I mean, you guys have been across the continent, I imagine. It's not uncommon for you to lose power, you know, at night, or this, and you cannot have business without sources of energy. So I think in energy, whether that's in solar or other types of energy, is just is wide open. I think in infrastructure is another area that's just rich with opportunity. I mean, you don't have to travel too far, you know, from Accra, Ghana, or another rural part to know that, you know, the roads and bridges and how we think of infrastructure to include the technology infrastructure is just wide open for investment and opportunity. Another area that, you know, I think sometimes we sleep on is kind of demystifying the products that we can export from Africa, not only in terms of raw minerals and all of the, all of those kinds of things, but what about clothing? And I mean, I've been working with a sister from Africa on her shea butter exports. And it's just all kind of products like that. I laugh at myself because I got fascinated with this certain brand of cookie that's made in Africa that's more healthy than perhaps a lot of cookies. And I have a cookie addiction. But imagine if we can get a product like that in corporate supply chains. I don't know, you know, it's not uncommon, obviously, when you're flying on an airplane, you always get that little Biscoff cookie. I'm trying to disrupt that. And you get just small things like that that we just don't think about. The products that we can import from the continent of Africa and Ghana in particular, because that's where, you know, we all met. I just think it's rich, but you have to rethink. And then the last thing I want to say about Africa, and you know, we have a whole road show called Advancing with Africa. Some of this is about demystifying and debunking our perception of Africa. And so we have a whole effort to try to demystify and debunk a lot of perceptions that we have about the continent. But you've been there. I mean, you saw it firsthand. I mean, Africa's just rich with economic opportunity, and we're going to lean in on it.
Yeah, I want to add to that, too. I just feel like, because that's a common question. I feel like the best thing that people can do is go to any country. But like, let's say Ghana, go to Ghana just as a tourist and just make observations. I was just there just making observations. As you said, the infrastructure, that's one of the things that I noticed. And a lot of times, most people will look at something as like, oh, this, the road is bad. But an entrepreneur look at it like that's an opportunity, to start paving roads, right? Or like, they don't really have sidewalks. Okay, that's an opportunity for sidewalks. There's one thing that I noticed that I don't want to speak about publicly because I actually have an idea about this. But I just got to figure out. But I say that to say, I think that everybody should go if you're interested, because that's a question that you get, like, what business should I start? What business should I start? We met somebody that was telling us about a gentleman that started a porta potty business and made millions of dollars off of porta potties because there was no porta potties in Ghana at that time. And then all the construction sites, you know, you need porta potties. Who's thinking about that, right? Like, this hard, it would be hard for somebody to tell you, go to Africa and start a porta potty business. But If you're in the business and you go there and you realize that there's no porta potties, then you might say, "Oh, this is a business that's worth starting." But there's so many, I think, things that are needed, right? That it's really up to you to kind of figure out what you're passionate about, what you have knowledge about, what you have relationships about. But the best way, like you said, just to demystify the situation is to actually get on the ground, talk to the locals. Take a trip, ride, see what's going on, be observant, and then you as an intelligent person can kind of make your own decision.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.